Listen to part of a lecture in a music history class. The professor has been discussing music of the 20th century.
And what instrument comes to mind when you think of rock and roll?
The electric guitar?
Exactly. I think it's fair to say that the sound of the electric guitar typifies the rock and roll genre, which became popular in the 1950s. But really, the instrument we know today was the result of a continuing development that started, for all practical purposes, in the 1920s. But long before that even, people were experimenting with ways to modify traditional acoustic guitars. The first guitars were wooden. This is the Spanish guitar, and the strings were made from animal products. Then came steel strings, and that led to the lap guitar, which is also called the steel guitar because the player slides a steel rod up and down the neck. And those are all acoustic guitars, okay? But then, eventually, we have electric guitars. Over the years, many inventors and musicians contributed to the design of these instruments, and each design was intended to alter the sound in some way. At first, at least with the electric guitar, to make it louder. So, let's get back to when the steel guitar was first introduced in the United States. It was right after the Spanish-American War, in the late 1890s. U.S. sailors who were stationed in Hawaii, then a U.S. territory, were very enamored with the music they heard there. Hawaiian music was based on the steel guitar I just described. Some sailors learned how to play the steel guitar and brought it home to the States. Before long, Hawaiian steel guitar music was all the rage in the mainland U.S. It actually had a strong influence on the development of several musical genres, rock and roll, most notably, but also jazz and blues. Anyway, by the 1920s, with the advent of the public dance movement, people were gathering in large groups to listen to steel guitar music. But they had trouble hearing it, especially in large public settings.